We have halachas. Daf ein gimel amud aleph. The Rambam says in Erevin Perek Dal halacha ches. Someone has a chatzer in his friend's chatzer, an entranceway where many people walk there, or a porch, overhang, or a cattle house, or a straw house, or a house where they keep wood, or a storage. He doesn't ask him unless he has with him in the chatzer makam dira, where he's saying mechana to eat his bread. Then I will ask him until he makes an air with him. But the makam lina doesn't ask him. Therefore, if he's clear makam to eat in this beis shar, on the chsad mepes doesn't ask him because it's not considered makam dira. Says the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Shin Ayin Sif Hey. Someone is eating in one place and sleeping in another place. The place where he eats is the Ikka, and that's where he asks. Therefore, the brothers that eat in the father's house and sleep in their own house, they don't ask her. If he gave them a stipend and they eat in their own houses, they ask her. That's dafka when the other people, the chutzah, put the Erev in one place. But if the Bnei Shah chutzah put the Erev in one of these houses, or there isn't any dwellers in the chutzah, they don't have to make an Erev. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Hey says, a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, that are living in a chutzah, they don't have to make an Erev because it's like one house. Even though sometimes they eat on one table and sometimes they don't, it's considered like one house. The Rambam, Erevin Perek Dalad, Halacha Vav. Brothers, that each one has their own house and they're not Tzemach on their father's table. So to women or slaves, they're not Tzemach on the Shulchan of their husbands or their Rebbe constantly, but they eat sometimes on his table as a reward for the work that they do, or a toiva, certain days, for instance, someone eats by his friend a week or a month. If there's no other dwellers in the chutzah, they have to make an erev. If they made an erev with another chutzah, there is one erev for all of them. If the erev comes to them, they don't give bread. If there were other dwellers in the chutzah, they need bread for each individual, just like the other people in the chutzah, because they're not samech on shulchan on one table, tamid. So the Ravid says this psak that he did is instead of the psak of the Mishnah, and sleep in the house, they need air for each individual. The Gemara says to speak about the stipend, but he doesn't like his way on those that accept the stipend that says in the Braisa by women and slaves. But he explains the Mekal Pras, the father and the husband and the master give them their panas and they eat in their houses. Since they eat from one place and they eat in their houses, it's considered a little different and together. Partially. Shachnachar Chasim Shinayin Sivav. Someone has five wives and five slaves that are makabal from a stipend, and each one eats in his own house. And so to the Talmud that gets a pras from his Rebbe and eats in his own house, they don't ask one another if there's no other dwellers in the chutz or there's no Erev coming to them. The Rambam, Hilchas Erev and Perig Zion, Halacha Yud, says, Tamid that go and eat Friday nights in the fields and the vineyards by the Balabatim, that their bread is they give bread for those that are guests, and they come sleep in the Bismedish. They walk 2,000 miles from every direction from the Bismedish, not from the place where they eat, because if they would have found their Suda in the Bismedish, they wouldn't have gone out to the field, and therefore they're not Seimech Ladira, only on the Bismedish. Arachayim Simon Tavtas Siv Zion says, Shulchan Aruch, how do you make an Erev? If he wants to go to Enet Chim or the Inet to be Machshav there, that's the Ikka Mitzvah. Even if it didn't say Shvisas, he just stayed there and it was quiet. Doesn't matter if someone goes out of his house to be Machshav Al Chim, doesn't matter if someone comes on the road and it turns dark, he's cutting 2,000 miles without a meter. If he doesn't want to be a triach to be mashal there, he should go by the yom and leave there his bread, a meal for two meals, each one according to whatever his meal is. If he's sick or he's a rafson, his shear is two meals, baininess, which is like six eggs, from bread or any other thing that mishtatash tufa vayis. And if it's a side dish, is enough to eat two sudas is enough. And he says, this Erev should be mutter to go tomorrow, 2,000 amas, and he goes back and sleeps in his house. And he, nevertheless, you measure from his tchum, from the place of Erev, because we see as if he's sleeping there. But tamid that eat by the balabat in their houses in the field, and they go back and sleep in their fathers in the house of the Rebbe, you measure the tchum from the house of the Rebbe, because that's the place where they sleep, because that's the ikka, because that's the way they want even to eat, if they would have had food there. The Rambam Erev Perek Dalad, Halacha Hey, we already mentioned it, so we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Sim Shin Sach Samach Gimel Sif Chavav. Shulchan Aruch says, this that a mov is nitter lecher occurs dafka when it's not less than 10 tvachim, wide 10 tvachim, and should not be width more than 10 amos, but some say should be the length more than 4 amos or more. But if it's missing one of these, it doesn't have tekana, only the tzus of Pesach. If in the height of the opening is more than 20 ounces of the same, it does become mutter rekeir, but it becomes mutter alechi. If he wants to be machshav rekeir, he has to make a tzir, a picture here, like a malter, as we had in the beginning of the Masechta, because this people look at it. If it was taller than 20 ounces, and he built a building underneath the keir to make it less than 20, it's enough for the binyan that's wide, tefach, like the width of the keir. But if it's not tall 10, and he dug in to be machshav 10, he has to be dig in 4 ounces into the mavoi across the whole width. And Mavu does become mutter lecha kur until it's open to two chatzeres, and each chatz has two houses. And even all the chatzeres are open to one another, some argue. And should not be in each Pesach from these less than 4 tvachim, should be dwellers eating in each house where the because we pass the mukam pass is gurim, the bread is gurim. Even though the one house is to the father and the second one to the son, even though the son gets a stipend from the father and eats of his own house, they're considered like two. Even if one side is a gurim, one side is a jew, it helps. Also has to be the length more than the width, and if it's missing one of these, it does become musar only with a wall of four tvachim, or two pasa, two basha, or two sapesa. The most says, some say, we are knowing today to be sacking all our mavis to a sapesa because our mavis have a din of a chatzah. The minhag hapash, these medinas to be sacked by a string that's tied across the width of the mavis. This chevel is not a kairah because it doesn't have rechav tefach. It doesn't help only to atzus a pesach because it helps even with a rubber, as said at the end of Shin Samah Beis. Then you have to be careful to stand underneath the rope, two poles, 10 exactly underneath the rope. Then it helps even a mavis foolish to atzus a pesach or even a chatzah. And any place that atzus a pesach helps. Dafayin Gimel Mit Beis, we have the Rambam Perakei Halachit Gimel says, a mavis that made Erev, all the chatzeres in the main Erev, the whole, each chatzer by themselves, then they made a sheet of in the mavi, one of the bnei chatzer forgot, didn't make an Erev with his bnei chatzer, doesn't lose anything, because they're all mshatav, and then the sheet of the samach, and they didn't sakin Erev chatzeres with the sheet of, only the kid shouldn't forget their Erev, and they made Erev chatzeres. But if one of the bnei mavi forgot, didn't, wasn't mshatav, then they're also the mavi, and they put their all bnei chatzer, the title in their chatzer, because the mavi, the chatzeres, is like a chatzer to the bottom. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Simon Shin Pei Zayin Sif Aleph says, so those of Mishtatim and Mavi have to make an Erev Chatzer, so they shouldn't forget the kids that there's a din of Erev, because even the children don't know what happens in the Mavi. Therefore, they made a Shtufim of voice of the bread, they say, and you don't have to make an Erev Chatzer, because the kids know the bread. Some say that they didn't make an Erev each Chatzer himself, they're not Samech on the Shituf, but when each Chatzer made Erev itself, and then they made Mishtatim and Mavi, and they didn't make an Erev through the doorways, it's mutter to use the Chatzer of the Mavi through the doorways then, because it's Samech on the Shituf, welcome Erev. And if they made an Erev through the doorways inside, and they weren't Mishtatim and Mavi, then a lot of Mishtatim, the Chatzer in the Mavi, the same kind of air that they were out of the chatzeres through the door, open doorways in the place of a shittuv. The Rama says some say the same kind of shittuv makom air, even that mishat only with wine, and so too with same kind of air makom shittuv. Earlier, Simchon Samov Susan Bagot, I wrote that we are noig like a tchila not to make only shittuv with flour. The reason is because our Erev is all one of the chatzah give the shittuv. It's like an Erev and shittuv together. Tchila shouldn't do more. And this that we require shittuv Erev is the time of the Gemara. The chatzah didn't give the shittuv. Only the chatzah Erev biyachad. And one of the chatzah give the shittuv. But Chaygan, everyone does only one shittuv. If he does more, and he made a bracha, it's a bracha of Atala, so we do it all in one shot. The Rambam, Erev and Perkei Alach Yid Gimel, we already mentioned it. And the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chayim, Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, in all the mishpat rules of bittul, some have forgotten and didn't make an erev chatzera. So it is by mavi. If one chatz forgot and didn't make a shittuv, it's bevat the shuster other people of the mavi or they to them, to it. Even though the majority, because the chatz by mavi is considered like a yachad b'chatzah. In all the rules of klai, so the chatz by the guy, so it is by mavi or a city. There's not also b'tat the mavi or a city that's b'kevus chaim until the two chatzers of what is all in the city. But one chatzah not. Even if there are many houses of Yisrael psuchas into that chatzah. As long as the city surrounds the chaim, the hook of the dira. Stam yaras the hook of the dira, and stam cities there are like on the siege are not mukul adir. When there's two chatzers about this in the city, they have to rent from each chatz of a guy, and it's not enough with the rent from the owner of the city. The Rosh says dafkeli in the hoitz lahaknas the shus to the guy, but the metat mov is enough. You can be soicher from the sar because the derech mov is of the sar, and you can be salak all the guy from there. The Mechaber continues, when do we say this? The sar that the houses are not his. And it doesn't have shus shtamish in the bote of the people of the city at all. Even shas b'chal, where all the tzorcha is not done only through the sar or the memuna, the mayor, but the tzchiyas of sar or that tzchiyal kit that helps. Because he has a shus to put his people and his mechama in the houses of their ear, shas b'chama, even without their haskama. The Ram Erevin Perikei Alach Yid Gimel we already did. Arachayim Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph, Sif Aleph, we already did it, so we'll skip it. Arachayim Simon Shin Peivav Sif Gimel says, Shulchan Aruch says, all the rules of the Ruch Tzeres Nashir, and whether a woman can be Ma'arav him, and the Ma'arav Shlemi Das, if the bias is not Pasuch, only to Mal Chatzar, or a cut could be collected, and one could be Mezoicha for all of them, and if they're Shutu, they don't have to make an Erev, so too is Dina Shitu. And the Rav says, even though Meshutu with the Shechir with business, this guy with wine, this guy with oil, they don't have to make Shitu for voice, as long as it's in one Kli. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Alacha Zayin, says, the Mova doesn't come with the Lechakir until there's houses of Chatzeres open to it, and the length should be longer than 4 amas, and the length should be more than the width. But a mavi that's exactly square is like a chatzah, doesn't come with it, only 2 lechis from 2 sides, each lechi a mashu, or a pas recha above from 1 side. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chayim, Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav, the last halacha. This remove is mutter lecha kares dafka when it's not less than 10 tvachim revachim. Should not be wider than 10 amas. But some should be long dalad amas, which is wide amas or more. But if it's missing one of these, it doesn't have takana, only to a specific if it was in the height more than 20 amas. But sometimes it does become mutter a kares, but it becomes mutter lecha. If he wants to be machshir with a kares, he has to make a design on it, like a maltere, because like this people look at it. It's taller than 20 amas, and he built a building underneath the kares to make it less than 20. It's enough with a building rochav tefer, like the width of the kair. But if it's not tall 10, and he's choykik, digs in it to be mashma 10, he's choykik, daladamas, intan, mova, pneka rochbe. Mova doesn't come into lecha kair until it's open to two chtzes in each chutz of two houses, even all the chtzes are open to one another, and some argue with it, and should not be in each doorway from these less than four tvachim, and should be dwellers eating in their own house where the pastor's garim, even if one belonged to the father and second to the son, even though the son gets a stipend from his father and eats at his house, they're all considered like two different houses. Even if one side is not is a guy and one side is a Jew, it helps. Also has to be length more than the width, and if it's missing one of these, it doesn't come with it, only the pas arba, which are board that's four tvachim, or two pasim, which are two mashrim, or two sepesach. The Moses, some say, today we're noyeg to massacre all the mavet to sepesach, so all the mavoy is ever dinu chatzeres. Minik pasach, these medidas to massacre with their rope that's tied to the width of the mavet, and this chevel is not a kairah, because it's not rog with tefach, and doesn't help all the time to sepesach, because it helps even with a reed, and said the end of shin samabes. You have to be careful to put this underneath the rope, two kanon gavon and ten, exactly underneath the string, then helps even a mavet full of tefach to sepesach, or a fill of a chatzer. And wherever there's a Tzusa Pesach, it will help. This is the end of Daf Halachas of Daf Ayin Gimel.